It has gone 10 minutes past the hour of 9, and this morning on our weekly book review program, we are reviewing the book Mawa'idu Sahaba, Words of Wisdom from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. I've got the hardcover copy in front of me. This is actually a translation of the Arabic book. The Arabic book is known as Mawa'idu Sahaba, and it has been compiled by Sheikh Saleh Ahmed Ashami. Sheikh Saleh Ahmed Ashami, this is a Syrian scholar, and he has written many other books also. For example, Al-Wafi Bima Fi Sahihain. He has also written Al-Jami'u Bayna Sahihain, Zawa'idu Sunan, and then also he has also written other books. For example, this one that we are reviewing today, and Mahabbatullahi wa Rasulihi. He has also written Al-Fara'id. That's another one. Fadl al-Ulama wal-Ilm, and then he has written many other books also. So Sheikh Ahmed Saleh is a Sheikh Ahmed is a very famous scholar in the Syrian region. This book has been translated by Mawlana Muhammad Muhammadi, and it is published by Zimzam Publishers. The book basically entails the words of wisdom of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. On page 62, the author speaks about how he had compiled this book, and he says, the sequence in which the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum are listed is as follows. He says, I commence with the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 whom were given the glad tidings of paradise in this world, and at the head are the four Khulafa'ur Rashideen in accordance with the unanimous sequence in which they came. As for the remaining companions, they are listed according to the earliest to have embraced Islam. So basically, what he has done in this book is that he has started off with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has given several quotations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, he has started with the Ashara Mubashara. And from the Ashara Mubashara are the Khulafa al-Rashideen. And he starts off with Abu Bakr. Then he goes into the quotations of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Then he looks at the quotations of Uthman ibn Affan. And then finally, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and then he goes on to the other six remaining Sahaba of the Ashara Mubashara. And he has compiled all the wise sayings of these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And what's also interesting is that in the footnotes he says, I have provided a short biography of each companion radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So the tartib and the sequence of the book is, he starts with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he starts with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. With each sahabi, he starts with a short biography, and then he looks into the wise sayings of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. Okay, so let's look at Abu Bakr. With regards to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's mentioned here, when death approached Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he called for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said to him, fear Allah, O Umar, know that certain deeds have to be done for Allah ta'ala during the day, which he does not accept when they are done by night. And there are certain deeds which have to be done at night, which he does not accept when they are done by day. Furthermore, Allah ta'ala does not accept an optional deed until the obligatory deed is fulfilled. Those whose scales of deeds will be heavy on the day of resurrection shall be so because they followed the truth in this world and considered it to be the serious. Therefore, when the truth is placed in the scale tomorrow, it will most certainly be heavy. As for those whose scale of deeds will be light on the day of resurrection, it will be so because they followed falsehood in this world and considered it to be trivial. Therefore, when falsehood is placed in the scale tomorrow, it will most certainly be light. So these are the type of sayings that have been quoted in this book, and lots of thought-provoking sayings that a person can ponder. It's a quick, every day you just browse to it and maybe spend 2 to 3 minutes in this book, and you'll pick up something like, look at this one. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, no one should look down on any Muslim. Surely the most insignificant of Muslims is great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the type of advices. And then he says here, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to say, the one who is able to cry before Allah ta'ala should do so. The one who is unable to cry should adopt the expression of a crying person. Let's go on to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu and look at some of his sayings. Yeah, also the author starts off with a few lines with regards to Umar ibn al-Khattab, who he was, how he accepted Islam, and so forth. Some of his sayings, it's written here to, with regards to solitude. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, surely in solitude there is peace from evil. And this is one of the sayings of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Another one says, we are tested with adversity and we, listen to this, we were tested with adversity and we exercised patience. We were tested with prosperity, but we were unable to exercise patience. Amazing. That's profound words indeed. He said, when we had little, alhamdulillah, we had patience. But now that we have so much, we are unable to exercise patience. And that's the nature of wealth, eh? It makes a person rebel. He used to say, people are of three categories. People are of three categories. Number one, a person who looks into matters before they occur and executes them the minute they originate. How profound is this? Number two, a person who relies on others and does not look into any matter. If anything happens to him, he consults people of intelligence and accepts their advice. The third person, a person who is confused and confounded. He neither consults a person who could advise him, nor does he follow the advice of a person who guides him. So that's a stubborn person. And, you know, one of the questions Mullah Hazrat always poses to a person who comes to for an interview, he says, but are you a leader or follower? So, yeah, also, Umar ibn Khattab says that you get three types of people. And profound words indeed. He says, a person who looks into matters before they occur. How's that? Like, look at them. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's so many examples during his khilafat. He already gauged that this will happen and that will happen, and immediately he would take drastic actions before that fitna could even rise. Moving on further, Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say, order relatives to visit each other, but do not live in close proximity to each other. Allow me to reiterate that. Order relatives to visit each other, but do not let them live in close proximity to each other. How's it? You visit each other, but don't live in close proximity. Let's look at the third Khalifa, and that is Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Just paging through very quickly. We are busy reviewing the book Mawa'id al-Sahaba, the words of wisdom of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And this book is about 500 odd pages. I'm just trying to find, okay, here's it. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say, Allah ta'ala gave you this world so that you may seek the hereafter through it. He did not give it to you for you to become indulged in it. The hereafter is eternal. Do not allow the temporary abode to make you reckless, and do not let it preoccupy you from the eternal abode. Give preference to the eternal over the temporary. The world is certainly to come to an end, and the destination is certainly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because fearing Him is a shield against His torment and a means of proximity to Him. Beware of the changes in time which Allah ta'ala brings about. Cling to the main body of the Muslims and do not fall into partnerships. Yes, so that's Uthman ibn Affan. He used to say, and listen to this, Uthman is so profound in his advices, listen to this. I dislike a day coming to me in which I did not look at the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Quran. He says, a day have not passed in my life where I did not look at the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, it's not possible. And in fact, he was assassinated whilst reading Quran. And his own wife, Naila radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that my husband is to complete the Quran, the entire Quran, in one raka'ah, in one standing. Imagine. Let's look at Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, knowledge is better than wealth. You have to safeguard wealth while knowledge safeguards you. That's so amazing, isn't it? He says, knowledge is better than wealth. You have to safeguard wealth whilst knowledge safeguards you. Wealth gets used up when it is spent, whilst knowledge increases when it is spent. Knowledge is the ruler while wealth is ruled. The treasures of wealth are dead even when they are alive. while the ulama remain for as long as time remains. They may not be present, but the teachings are found in the hearts of people. Profound indeed. So these are the types of sayings that the author has compiled here. Then he goes on to Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, Zubair ibn Awam, and many other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So the book is Mawa'idu Sahaba, Words of Wisdom from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, compiled by Sheikh Saleh Ahmed al-Shami, a Syrian scholar, and it is translated by Mawlana Muhammad Muhammadi. It is from Zamzam Publishers. This book is 55 rands. This is the price I have in front of me. And it is obtainable from Darul Ulum Zakaria and Darul Ulum Azadbal, as well as other Islamic stores that are available. Like I said, it's a very good read. It's just 55 rands. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.